Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner today told a House committee that the Obama administration wants to dissolve housing giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but that will come at a cost: higher mortgage rates. Even before this, rates have been creeping up and mortgage companies have been responding with hard-to-believe offers. Interest rates below 4%, no appraisals, no income verification. What? They won't check your income to make sure you can afford the loan? Isn't that one of the loan practices that led to the housing boom and bust? Anna Maria Andriadis of SmartMoney.com joins us from the NPR studios in New York. And have you been seeing these offers?
There have been more of these offers that have been circulating out there. What consumers need to keep in mind with every offer that they receive is that there's probably a catch. The rates that are being advertised are, at best, they would be, you know, the lowest rates that are out there. The offers saying things like no income verification or not checking your credit history, those are questionable, and consumers should be staying away from those pitches.
Well, let's start with the rates. And we got interested in all of this because of some marketing letters one of our producers was receiving. One was from Anchor Financial in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. It advertised rates as low as 3.75%. Now, we spoke to Dominic Polis with Anchor Financial, and here's part of what he had to say to producer Kevin Sullivan about the low rates.
We do about 10 loans a month, sir. That's all we do.
You only do 10 loans a month?
Yeah, we're a very small broker.
Out of those 10, how many would you say get the lowest rate?
I don't have the statistics in front of me. I don't keep track of that.
Two? Three?
I don't know. Maybe two, three. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't want to say something I'm unaware of. The prevailing rate right now without points, the par rate on a 15-year today, I believe, is like 4 1/8 or 4 1/4.
Okay, again, Anna Maria Andriadis, he did say that, without points, and points, of course, are money you can pay up front, you know, more money down, and therefore get a lower interest rate. But without that, his rate is about 4.5, but he's advertising 3.75.
This is unfortunately a tactic that consumers will see used often. Most pitches are advertising the lowest rate that a company can offer, and in some cases, those rates are not even possible. Let's just go through some numbers right now. The average rate on a fixed mortgage, 15 years, is now 4.59%. On a 30-year, that's now 5.3%. These average rates are going to borrowers with good credit scores of at least 720 and higher. They're also going to borrowers who have enough to put down, typically at least 20% to put down on that home, and they're only going to borrowers who can show good credit history and good income documentation. So that's as good as it's going to get right now. Now, where consumers might see those offers for even lower rates, especially rates that are below 4%, will be with adjustable rate mortgages.
Adjustable rates, these ARMs. This was one of the problems that led to the housing bust. Are the rates in these adjustable rates shooting up as much as they were, you know, as catastrophically as they were before the housing crisis?
This is a very serious issue. Yes, mortgage companies are once again pushing adjustable rate mortgages. So you could have a fixed rate for the first few years, and then after that, the rate starts changing every month. The only way that an adjustable rate mortgage makes sense right now is if you, as the buyer, know that you're going to buy a home that you're not going to be in for more than 5 years.
Right. What about flyers advertising appraisal may not be required? We mentioned Anchor Financial in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We heard their response about those low interest rates. Here's what Dominic Polis had to say about his flyer advertising that there may not be an appraisal required.
Well, if you have an existing FHA mortgage, FHA allows any lender or any broker to do what they call an FHA streamlined mortgage without an appraisal, if you're just doing to lower the rate.
So, Anna Marie, I mean, that's not exactly—he did say appraisal may not be required, but what do you take from that?
Again, it's all in the wording with these promotional materials. Up to, starting at, maybe, could be, none of what is being advertised is guaranteed. When it comes to appraisals, in most cases, most lenders will require an appraisal conducted by the lender themselves. So are there some cases where you might be able to avoid an appraisal? It's possible, but what I find difficult here to believe is that given that we are in a housing market where home values are unstable, the fact that home values in many parts of the country are still falling, lenders are going to be cautious about giving you a loan without really looking to see what the current value of your home is. What their risk there is that why should we give you a loan that could potentially be worth more than the house that you're living in?
Okay, a couple other thoughts. When they advertise no closing costs, you say, hey, they may waive the fee, but watch out, it could end up working its way into the loan. But what about this idea of advertising no income verification? We did a search for mortgage companies, came across Downs Financial Incorporated of Denver, Colorado. Now, on their website, they advertise no income verification loans. They do say they come with higher interest rates because they're willing to take the risk. Is this even legal?
I want to start by saying that I'm not familiar with this company, but income verification is required on every single mortgage. When you see these pitches and it's no income verification, most of the time it will be something like a hard money lender. They'll offer you a mortgage, oftentimes for much more than the rates that are available with most lenders. So you could see something rates of even like 10% on that mortgage. Now, they don't care about your income history because they're going to be making money off of the interest. But oftentimes what happens is in return for taking on the extra risk of not knowing what your income is like, many hard money lenders require the borrower to make a down payment that might be pretty big or collateral, like their car. Something where if you're not paying that mortgage, they can come after you for some other type of asset that you have.
That's like a loan shark.
Yes, oftentimes hard money lenders are also known as loan sharks. But even if there's a lender out there who's doing this, why would you as a borrower want to do that to yourself? Why would you want to get a mortgage when you haven't run through all the numbers and proven to yourself that I can afford this mortgage? So just hold off a bit, wait until you've saved up more money. Otherwise, you're just setting yourself up for what could be a disastrous situation.
Anna Marie Andriotis of SmartMoney.com with a look at what's happening in the mortgage world with interest rates starting to climb. Anna Maria, thanks so much.
Thank you.